Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 783 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Kieran.
Hi, Pat. This is Kieran Cronin from Ireland. Hope you're well. Big fan of the show. My question relates to a part of your book related to idea validation, and it's just something I'm stuck with at the moment. And it's in particular the use of Facebook ads and landing pages. So let's say that, and you spoke about in the book, like that you could have a number of ideas, and I suppose it's sort of trying to figure out which one is the one you want to run with based on perhaps feedback or reaction from people. So I suppose the question really gets to or relates to, let's say I have three ideas, and so I'm wondering, with those three ideas, like I can obviously post Facebook ads, do I drive those back to three different websites and go through the process of buying three different domains, thinking up of a domain, three different domains, and setting up three different websites, and therefore a landing page on each of those websites? Or is there a way to set up maybe one type of generic page, like a, I don't know, it's like a type of holding page, I suppose, in one respect, whereby you know, it could be used as sort of a page or a website where you could have a lot of landing pages, and you know, every time you may have an idea, that you could use that one website, you know, for multiple landing pages, and obviously it would be a lot quicker to do it that way. I'm just wondering, you know, what is the best way to do that, because it's something that I'm stuck with at the moment. I hope that's clear, Pat, and thanks for listening. Okay, cheers, bye-bye.
Hey, Kieran, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate this. I have a quick answer for you. You don't need to set up new domains and new websites for each of these three different ads that you have going on. I think it's smart to potentially use Facebook and three different advertisements to test three different ideas. And what's going to be really interesting is that even on the number of clicks on those ads alone, even without the website part of it or the landing page parts of it, you can start to begin to realize and see and maybe even determine which one of those three will actually do better or have more interest. Now, I would recommend that for each of those different ideas, you have different kinds of ads that go to this landing page for that particular thing that you're talking about. Because if something isn't being clicked on, you don't know necessarily if it's because of the idea or the ad copy or the image that goes along with it or whatever. So you want to give yourself multiple angles here. And so I would say for each of these three ideas, have two or three different kinds of advertisements, because sometimes it's certain ways that you say things or share things or the offers or how you present the ideas, maybe the particular benefit that you choose related to that idea in that advertisement, it makes all the difference in the world in terms of clicks. So that way you're already, again, starting to pull in some information in terms of, well, what kind of copy is working best. And if you're at this point in the process already, you know from Will It Fly, you can start to use the things that you've found in your 3P sort of market map exercise to inject into this in terms of the language that your audience uses and, you know, your PLAN and all that stuff. If you haven't read the book, those things aren't going to really mean anything to you. But it basically means, you know, you're understanding the pains and problems of your target audience. You're coming up with these different solutions. But you want to say them and share them in ways that they can relate to. So you're using the language and you're sort of empathizing with those who you're potentially going to serve with these ideas. Now, when it comes to those landing pages, you don't need to create different websites and have different domains. It can get very expensive and just technically a lot to deal with. And you don't want to have to set up three different websites. What I would recommend is a tool called Lead Pages, which makes it really easy. Lead Pages allows you to set up as many lead pages or landing pages as you'd like, and you can set them up in just a flash. Full disclosure, I am an advisor for this company. I am an affiliate for this company. And if you go to askpat.com/leadpages, you can go ahead and check it out from there. But even at the lowest tier price point, you can get access to unlimited landing pages that you could set up. So you can quickly set up three landing pages for each of these. It can even be the same design, and you can find the ones that convert the highest on there. And it doesn't even have to be that much information on them as well. Again, you're just trying to collect interest emails from people who you've collected from Facebook. And so you'd have three different landing pages for each of these, which would give you three URLs, and those landing pages are hosted on Lead Pages, which is really cool. So you don't even have to worry about having a website. I actually, with Will It Fly, you shouldn't even necessarily need a website at this point yet in the validation stage. But a lead page can come in handy, and that would be the best solution for you, Kieran. So check them out, askpat.com/leadpages. And yeah, should be good for you to set that up. And I just want to wish you the best of luck. So I hope that helps. So Kieran, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt all the way to Ireland. As you know, or may know, because of my name, I'm actually part Irish too, so that's really cool. Hope to visit there one day, but for now, I'm just going to have to send the shirt over airmail, and I'd love to see a picture at some point. That'd be kind of cool. So we'll send that over to you very soon, and for those of you who are listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. And as always, here's a quote to finish off the day by Theodore Roosevelt. And today's quote is, "Do what you can with what you have where you are." You got this. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.